Texte numéro 36. How big data transformed applying to college. It's September, so if there's a high school senior in your life, you're getting down to work on college admissions. A generation ago, that meant visiting a few campuses and filling out forms. Today's college admissions process has gradually become dominated by competing algorithms that keep tuitions rising, parents worrying, and kids suffering. Fail to play the game, and your child may pay the price. The earliest and most influential algorithm is the US News and World Report's college rankings. In fact, it's been so influential that the role of many college administrators has gradually changed from improving academics to improving their college's rankings, whatever the cost. At times, desperation has led schools to lie and cheat. Law schools that want to improve their recent graduate employment numbers have been known to temporarily hire some of those former students. Schools do all they can to appeal to the ranking system, and college administrators are experts. There's stiff competition for the high-end student, and things like extremely plush living quarters and fancy athletic facilities are becoming par for the course. There's nothing inherently academic about most of these changes, but they cost money. The pool of high school kids hasn't changed much, but that hasn't stopped the college system from entering an expensive arms race of prestige. The more prestige, the more students apply, and the more you can reject, thus greater selectivity and still more prestige. Those who have, get. Life has become increasingly miserable for high school kids. An indication of this anxiety is displayed in the number of universities high school seniors are applying to. The number of students applying to at least 7 has tripled since 1990, from 9% to 29%. Application preparations start earlier and earlier, with homework tutoring. We are inching toward the Chinese model, in which students are routinely expected to study many hours per day for the national Gaokao exams. There's help, at a cost. One professional consultant told Bloomsburg Businessweek in 2014 that he charged one set of parents $25,931 to help their child get an offer from New York University. The college admissions process has become a minefield, and the current algorithms are the mines. If we are to regain control over our education system, we need to do better. And that means a better definition of quality education, with an eye on containing costs. We can start by demanding college rankings, for example, that are tailored to our needs and that take into account cost and future debt loads. Big data can help, but only if we scrutinise the algorithms instead of unquestionably following them. Adapted from Slate.com, September 2016.